This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Yesterday morning, we told you that Standard Chartered Bank was settling with regulators over allegations it hid transactions with Iran. Well, today there's word that a number of other banks, including JPMorgan Chase and Citigroup, are being subpoenaed by regulators in New York and Connecticut. Nothing to do with Iran this time. It's all about charges that these banks rigged an interest rate called LIBOR. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is here to explain. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, first, a refresher on LIBOR, please.
Yes, LIBOR is an interest rate. It governs mortgages, credit cards, student loans. It's set in London every day by a group of 18 banks who estimate how much it would cost them to borrow money. So it's like you're estimating your weight. You're probably going to lie about it, right? So the allegations are just that back in 2005 to 2007, they inflated LIBOR to make more money. And then in 2007 to 2010, when banks were in trouble, they may have understated LIBOR to make themselves look more creditworthy and that people like them enough to lend to them.
All right. So what's the significance today of this move by the New York and Connecticut attorneys general?
Well, it's the first significant legal action taken by any U.S. regulators, but they're not the only ones. There's been a hilarious lineup. J.P. Morgan disclosed recently it was being interviewed by 7 or 8 regulators, including the SEC, the European Commission, in the U.K., Canada, the Swiss Competition Commission. Everyone's on it. So I talked to Jonathan Armstrong. He's a partner with Duane Morris in London. Here's what he said.
It's almost like the LIBOR scandal is the last train out of town and everybody's running to get on it. There's a lineup of regulators who are sprinting to try and announce their investigations.
And Heidi, why does it seem like the states, rather than the federal government, are at the front of this train leading these charges?
They have advantages when they're leapfrogging. They're smaller, they're more nimble, they tend to have more direct legal power to take the banks to court. That's a good bludgeon. And they get to pick their spots. The federal regulators are tackling a lot of investigations. But the federal regulators are often really annoyed that states get ahead. So it's a very Hello Newman type situation.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, thanks a lot.
Thank you.